Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got another great event that's coming up. Mark it down for March 18th. Kate DeCoca joins us in studio. She's one of the keynote speakers for a very special event that's coming up. Kate, it's wonderful to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jamie. Great to be here.
So we have got a very special event for March 18th. This is with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce and Stratford Perth Center for Business. What's happening for March 18th at Grayson Mills? What's going on here?
Yeah, we have a fantastic event for women. It's the second in a series, sponsored by not only the Chamber of Commerce, but also the Stratford Perth Center for Business. And so what we're doing is we're getting a bunch of women together and we're talking about financial acumen and negotiation strategies.
Okay.
So perhaps a bit of a big topic for a lot of women, but we're here to break it down and make it accessible and understandable for everybody.
Fantastic. So you're the keynote speaker, and as you talk about it, it's going to be negotiation strategies for women, asking for what you deserve. I like this title. I don't know if you want to expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like a lot of women just frankly often don't ask for what they even want or what they need. So a lot of women don't even get to the point of being at the negotiation table. And so what we're going to do through the keynote is I'm going to talk about six lessons I've learned over my 25-year career that helped me not only to be able to ask for what I've wanted, but helped me stay at that negotiation table. And then we're going to dive into six steps to decode negotiation success. So we're going to take the conversation and break it down into six easy takeaway steps that anyone can use to go back into their worlds and start speaking up for what they want.
Okay, so this is not to be missed. This is going to be just great information here. This is the Empowering Women Who Lead series. Again, we've got a great panel we should mention on hand for this, including, we've got Caitlin Agenson, Tabitha Morrison, Heather Holland, and Leslie Spencer Cooper. So they're the panel. So how does this work for you as the keynote speaker in the panel? How does this all work together?
Yeah, for sure. So people will arrive at Grayson Mills. This is actually, again, like the second in the series. So lots of energy in the room, lots of women just chatting, encouraging one another. Joni Gerber, who's the CEO of Invest Stratford, is moderating the panel. And she will ask the panelists a number of questions. And there's some interaction with the audience. Then we have a bit of a break. And then I'll take the stage for the keynote. Following that, we enjoy a drink together. We enjoy some charcuterie. And it's really just a wonderful afternoon of encouraging one another and helping each other just become the very best people that we can be.
And I'm thinking just with International Women's Day, last Saturday, or for the month of March, if you will, this is perfectly timed, something like this.
Yes, absolutely. And we're so excited and thrilled to be able to offer this in downtown Stratford.
Perfect. And Grayson Mills, great spot for this. So it's March 18th, 2 p.m. through till 5 p.m. It's going to be a great afternoon. Do people get tickets or get registered? How does this work?
Yeah, so they can go to the Chamber of Commerce website under the events section and get their ticket. The last section we had was almost sold out. There's over 100 women there. Okay. So this is absolutely something not to miss.
Fantastic. And I imagine more of these sessions will continue, at least cross our fingers?
That's right. That's the plan. And we'll just see how each of these goes. But so far, so great.
Oh, fantastic. So again, they're so fortunate to have you as part of this, Kate DeCoca, as part of the Empowering Women Who Lead series. It's March 18th at Grayson Mills, 2 p.m. We'll share all the details, of course, on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. Kate, thanks so much for this and continued success.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jamie.